He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. We're continuing our top play series on Chiefs.com with Chiefs celebrations. I feel a little overdressed, but let's start with number 10.
All right, number 10 is Travis Kelce down week one against the Houston Texans. We saw a couple of nice celebrations from him on his two touchdowns. The first was the spike in the flex, and then the other one was the Falcon punch. He had all kinds of time to figure out what he wanted to do as he headed to the end zone.
Kelce is a guy who knows how to celebrate. Now we go to number 9. Chiefs' home game against the Chargers was the best game of Dee Ford's career, and on two of his career-high 3 sacks in the game, Ford honored his mentors, Dustin Houston and Tom Bahali, by mimicking their celebrations.
And number 8, it'd be Marcus Peters picking off Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater early in the fourth quarter against that game. Peters makes a great read on the play, but I love how he sprints down and hands the ball to Andy Reid. Team was down by 10 points at a time. Huge play in the game, as to say, here, go get the offense, get some points.
For our number 7 celebration, we go to one of Peters' mentors, and that's Eric Berry. It was a long road back for Eric Berry, but after this interception, he shoots an arrow through the ball after the game. He said it was a long time coming.
I've been playing that out for a long time, so I'm just glad I could actually use it, so it's pretty cool.
And number 6, Jay Howard, defensive lineman, and his teammates told us all offseason to expect a breakout year from him, and that's exactly what we saw. And we saw him eaten after each of his 5.5 sacks.
As Howard was eaten all year, our number 5 celebration came from a guy who was performing all year for the Chiefs, the defensive rookie of the year in Marcus Peters. Peters went to Baltimore, had an interception return for a touchdown, and it was to honor NFL legend Ray Lewis.
That's big. To come play in Ray Lewis's house, man. You know, he was here for a long time, and he did a very good job, man. So that's an honor, man. Salute to Ray Lewis for that.
And honor and saluting history is something we saw in this next play at number 4. Jeremy Maclin with a celebration that you know Chiefs Kingdom loved down there in Oakland. It was reminiscent of Keith Cash throwing the ball at Buddy Ryan down in Houston 22 years ago. I was actually down on the sideline with Maclin before that game. I saw and heard his back and forth with Raider fans before the game. It was an awesome moment.
The guy that gets fired up. And for number 3, it was certainly the year of the dab in the NFL, and the Chiefs weren't afraid to take part. And of course, the most memorable dab for the Chiefs came after they clinched a playoff spot thanks to their 17-13 win in Week 16 against the Cleveland Browns.
And for the 3rd time in this top 10, let's go Marcus Peters again as he high steps it into the end zone after his 55-yard interception return touchdown off Peyton Manning in Week 2. It was a 55-yard introduction to Chiefs Kingdom for Marcus Peters at Arrowhead Stadium, and a play that will be on his career highlight reel forever.
Travis Kelce actually sandwiches his countdown. We started with number 10. He actually has the number 1 celebration as well. This touchdown put the Chiefs up 21-16 over the Bills early in the 3rd quarter in Week 12, and the kids call this one the Quan, BJ.
I had to hit the Quan. I had a couple of young ones that I told around the city that I'd make sure I'd hit the Quan for them next time I got in the end zone, and sure enough, I had to take a little notes when Freddie did it in the preseason, but Freddie Williams, that is. But other than that, man, it's just out there having fun and making a play for your QB.
You heard the man. This is Chiefs.com. We actually have footage of that moment. Let's go back to the preseason and see Fred Williams hit the Quan.
Rolling to the right side is Murray, holding it. Now he's throwing late, down the right side, caught, touchdown! Fred Williams makes the play over the shoulder, but Aaron Murray kept the play alive.
You know it's a good problem to have when you go through and you're trying to find all these top celebrations. There's so many to choose from. That means you had a great season. Fun to go back and relive all these moments.
Andy Reid tells these players every day to show their personality. We saw a lot of that in 2015, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of that in 2016.
65 toss power trap.